Yeah, look, I think we went back to the clubs, lucky enough to play kind of two games with our clubs in the 5 week layoff. We've managed it quite well. Training's been really, really good, you know, in the lead up. So I think we're obviously 21s were away as well, but we're all coming back on board now and leading into preparations for next week or 2 weeks' time.
And you look to, I suppose, maintain the momentum when you've had those three championship wins. Do you think that's there, is it?
Yeah, I think, look, it's obviously difficult with that break. I think Waterford have the momentum, which is probably an advantage for them. They've played two games against two really good teams, and that has given them that advantage, I think, leading to Croke Park.
So let's talk about, I suppose, the training that goes on at the moment. Are you is one of your roles a kind of setting up like the opposition might set up when you're working your way into that Cork defence?
I don't really think we concentrate on it that much. I think we try and concentrate on ourselves as much as we can. Obviously, we want to make it as difficult as possible for the lads. But yeah, I wouldn't say that we're necessarily mimicking our opposition or anything like that, but we do treat them with massive respect. Obviously, we have huge respect for Waterford, you know, so preparing accordingly.
Yeah, I suppose with the way the game has gone, you know, you're not going to win anything with 15 players. You're not even going to win anything with 20 players.
Yeah.
It's all about, I suppose, the 35. Like, and players after the first 20 are working to get in, you know. So how competitive is it?
Yeah, I think, look, I was saying earlier, that's probably the most competitive Cork panel we've had in a long time. We've got 33 fellas who could easily come into that starting 15 and not weaken us, I think. I think it's been seen as well in the club championships this year. All the Cork lads performing extremely well with their clubs and really a testament to our panel.
And as one of those players trying to work your way into what is a pretty solid defence, how difficult is it to, I suppose, even keep yourself going?
Yeah, look, I think you turn up every night and do your best. Look, obviously I train or turn up to all the games expecting to come on. Obviously have to be in that mind frame. But look, it's a testament to the lads, I think, that we haven't made a defensive substitution this year. So the six lads have been going extremely well, but as I said, ready when called upon.
There has to be a selflessness to the panel as well, doesn't there, in that sense? Like, you don't get to be out there shining like some of the lads do, but you might in training to push them on that bit.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, look, we've kind of made a commitment to all the lads this year that we have to better each other, and our games and training have reflected that.
So how do you think you'll fare against Waterford? Like, what have you made of them to this point?
Yeah, look, obviously we've played them twice this year. What I would say is they're definitely not as structured as everyone thinks. You know, they're not just a simple sweeper system or whatever you think that is. They're very varied in that. They've had a lot of variations of that sweeper system. We've a right challenge on our hands going up there. They obviously are more used to Croke Park than us. They have momentum from the two games. And, yeah, obviously it's their third semi-final, which is it's kind of new territory for us, really.
Modern hurling and playing as a defender within systems, like, do us general Joe Soaps watching games even know what's going on compared to how you are within the game?
Look, I think it's challenging. You have to be mentally clued in as well. Obviously, when you're on the ball, you can't just hit it anywhere, you know. But I think we play with freedom, this Cork team, which is testament to the management, really. I think we're structured in our defence when we don't have the ball and playing with freedom when we have it, you know. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of new kind of systems coming at everyone, I think, and I don't think you'll ever have 100% the answers of them, but have to just do your best and play off the cuff, I think.
And the guys have to have taken great confidence from the fact that when you maybe the opposition get purple patches in games, this Cork team don't lie down. Like, there's, you know, we finished very well.
Yeah, I think we've been hit with a lot in three of the games, really, and we've responded really well. And I think that's a testament to the lads, really, and how strong will they are on the field of play.
Yeah, and having won the Munster Championship, that's fantastic in its own right, but it's a real sign of the Corkness back in the team. Nobody's resting on that achievement. It's all about the opportunity at stake now Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's next game. We've very much parked that literally the day after the Munster final, concentrating on Waterford now. I don't think there'll be anyone looking back at our Munster success if Waterford beat us in 2 weeks' time, you know.
Where do you identify, Killian, the kind of change in this year on last?
I would definitely say that probably the strength of the panel. We've got a lot of guys pushing for places. Training is extremely intense. I think every training session for us is our All-Ireland semi-final, for want of a better word, or Munster semi-final, whatever it may be. So constantly pushing the lads, you know, and that's with the starting 15 as well, you know, not leaving anyone resting on their laurels, I think.
And I guess everybody in that squad knows that their opportunity will come. Like, this management team haven't been afraid to make changes or cuts or, you know, give handout debuts to players who might be considered very young, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you even see that with the guys who have come off the bench for us, you know, totally rewarded on performance they may have had in training or with their club, and they've made huge impacts for us on the days of matches as well, you know.
And when you've had a long winter, I suppose, a brilliant summer so far, you all relish the opportunity of heading to Go Park next Sunday.
Yeah, look, as I said, new territory for a lot of guys. A lot of fellas haven't played there. But yeah, look, I think it's exciting, but we have to really concentrate on the game and not the occasion of Croke Park, really.
What's your own experience of Croke Park, even National League since and everything?
Yeah, obviously played there last year against Dublin, and I was involved in 2014 as well, when we lost to Tip. But look, Croke Park's just another field for us, really. I think we have to be just concentrating on what we're going to do on Sunday as opposed to the stadium.
Yeah, and do you think that there's a sense in this camp that people are very aware of what happened in 2014 to try and, you know, get the right result this week?
Yeah, I think luckily Kieran was involved in 2014 as well, and I think we kind of openly kind of admitted that we may have made mistakes in that 5-week period when we were all together. But this year it's been a little bit more refreshing, way more refreshing, should I say. We've been released back to our clubs. A lot of guys have got two club games in, haven't been stuck in each other's pockets, I guess, but we still have had quite intense training sessions in the lead up.
So, the very best luck to you.
Cheers, thank you.